This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Carla, your buddy Roscoe is in the building.
Anyway, a little under the weather, like I said, but I'm going to be all right. I can't do my, you know, my laughing method. Yeah, I can't do that. And laugh. What?
Let me ask you, what do you do for your voice? You know, when you sing, you've been on the road. Do you drink tea? Because I heard you can do tea.
No, I do single. I do single remedy.
Singer's remedy.
Singer
remedy.
Well, what is that? Singer remedy. You take a spoonful of garlic. Mm. You take a spoonful of honey. Mm-hmm. And a spoonful of Hennessy. Oh. And then a shot of tequila.
Hennessy and tequila?
Tequila.
And then a little, about 4 or 5 drops of E&J. And you ain't gonna worry about nothing right there. And then your voice just go whoop, just like that.
Wow. So brandy, tequila.
Can't stand myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounding good, Roscoe. Yeah.
Okay.
But do that, and that garlic give you time to heal because don't nobody want to talk to you.
Well, all right. I got something for you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Tax day around the corner.
Tax day. Money, 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 money.
That's how I wanted you to start it off.
Money. Some people got to have it. Hey. Some people really need it. Ha. Listen to me, y'all. Do thing. Good thing with. Yeah. But that's what I do. I do money time right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the taxes.
Since you own the OJs,
a woman will sell her precious body for a small piece of paper. It carries a lot of weight. Oh, that mean. Oh, mean. Come on now. Mean, green. Yeah. Almighty dollar. Boy, that song right there. I wrote that song right there. I wrote that song. I was in the room with Lil Eddie. And Walter, who came up money.
So, wait, come on now. Tell us about it. Now, what happened?
Yeah. I was in the room. Leo Casino, 55th. 55th over in Cleveland, Leo Casino. Mm-hmm. Mm. And called a casino, but it wasn't really a casino. It was just gambling in the back. Mm-hmm. And I was just sitting up there with Eddie LeVert and Walter. Mm-hmm. You know, R.I.P. Walter.
Yeah.
And I wrote a song, Money. You just don't be there talking about it.
Because when you Google it, Roscoe, for the love of money, it says this song was written and composed by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Anthony Jackson.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. Where was Google at when I wrote the song? Everybody gonna tell me something about what
Carla.
Google said.
Yeah.
And how Google know and Google wasn't there? Y'all just got Google. I'm going to come up with my own website. I'm going to call it Facts. Because these are the facts. Uh-huh. About to give somebody no Google. Y'all got way too much riding on Google. Google just got here.
But Roscoe, it says Gamble and Huff and Anthony Jackson in 1973 wrote For the Love of Money. Why does it not say Roscoe Wallace? That's my question to you. For the love of money, on the album Carly, Ship a Whore. Roscoe,
what a big again? Who is Google? Y'all got all this brain on Google. Google just got here.
Hey, Roscoe.
I was writing some way before Google came out. Google came out when, Junior?
Google came in 1998, Roscoe.
Where was I at in 1998? Let me hear how I wrote for that. Well, first of all, the song was wrote in 1973. Now, the song wrote in 1972.
Oh.
Yeah. Google ain't come out to 98.
But Google,
you know how much information Google got wrong?
Google has researchers. They have people that look up this information.
Google says Steve Harvey was a mailman. That was in Google.
Let me see.
Go. Sorry.
There ain't never been no mailman.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.